A team of Kansas State University wheat scientists are tapping into 10,000 years of evolution in wheat's genetic code as part of their continued efforts to understand how historic processes that shaped modern wheat can help to improve the varieties grown by today's farmers. The exhaustive study, which is published in Nature Genetics, involves sequencing the genomes of nearly 1,000 wheat lines collected from different parts of the world with different environments. The work was led by researchers from K-State and Agriculture Victoria of Australia. Edward Okanoff, a K-State wheat geneticist, said we compared the genes against each other and looked for nucleotide base changes, or mutations, that distinguish one wheat accession from another. He noted that the researchers found more than 7 million differences in the genetic code of the 1,000 lines. Okanoff said these differences can affect the function of genes that control various traits in wheat that helped it adapt to new growth conditions, such as withstanding drought and heat stresses, fighting off diseases, and yielding nutritious grain. The changes that occurred in the genetic code can tell researchers a history of each wheat accession. Okanoff said when humans started spreading wheat from the site of its origin to other places, they brought it in contact with wild wheat, and wild ancestors accidentally began to interbreed with bred wheat. What happened then was that bred wheat inherited the genetic diversity that was present in the wild emmer wheat. According to K-State wheat breeder Alan Fritz, that process of one species sharing genes with another species is called gene flow, and it is key for explaining the genetic diversity of today's wheat varieties. Fritz said understanding gene flow between wild emmer and common wheat is more than just academically interesting. The importance of historical introgression suggests that a more strategic use of wild emmer should have value for future wheat improvement. Fritz noted that K-State scientists have been using wild emmer in developing germplasm for new wheat varieties in projects funded by the Kansas Wheat Commission and the university's Wheat Genetics Resource Center. The work by Okanoff and his research team allows breeders to evaluate the diversity in wild emmer and be intentional and strategic in how they employ desired traits in new wheat varieties. Fritz said, as we move forward, we can apply what has been learned here to focus future efforts on traits related to health and nutrition that wouldn't have been direct targets of historical selection. Okanoff adds, for the first time, we have described how wild emmer's genetic diversity contributed to the development of bred wheat. And what it's done since humans domesticated wheat is it's helped to develop a better crop. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.